Today we are speaking with Daniel Bardi, who is running for the position of counselor. Thank you very much, Daniel, for coming to the studio. So let's begin by having you tell us something about yourself. Were you born and raised here, or did you come to the Shoe Swap from someplace else?
So first, thank you for inviting me here. I was born in Czechoslovakia, so in a socialist country, and I grew up in socialism, and after that was socialism broken, right? So I grew up in capitalism, and after years and years, I decided to follow my dream and move to Canada. That's happened in 2015. And I landed with my family in Calgary. And right away, I started to discover this beautiful country and try to find a place which one is supposed to be close to my heart and feeling and something like that. And then find a Shoe Swap. And we moved here in 2017. And I'm here since then.
What brought you to the Shoe Swap?
Natural beauty, people, you know, like, especially I did a lot of study what is the best place to raise the family and live. And I found that the Shoe Swap offer lakes, mountains, a lot of farmland. So whatever happened, everything is here. And if it's just strong community here, we can survive whatever going to happen in the future. So I said, okay, we don't need to travel. We have everything here. People move here for vacation. Let's move the place where is vacation.
What kinds of things have you been doing during your time living here?
I'm tree worker, so I'm tree climber arborist, certified arborist. I own a small tree company in town. And also I did some volunteering for the Shoe Swap Trails Alliance. And I'm just independent thinker. I love the books, sports, nature, so.
What do you like most about living in the Shoe Swap?
The best, I like the natural beauty and the diversity of people minds here. That's really nice to me because you can meet all kind of large spectrum of beauty, and people are great here, and a lot of spirituality is here, so it's a really nice place to be here.
Turning that around, is there anything you don't like about the Shoe Swap?
Sometimes it's getting really busy during the summer season. And of course, I don't like the smoke and hot weather. So I think that's made mostly the all.
What do you feel are your most important personal attributes and values?
I believe I have pretty good general knowledge because since I was a child, I really like books and history and study all spectrum of all scientists. Human history and everything, and also I believe I am quite of honest and fair guy, so that's the I'm pretty sure my main attribute what I like to offer for the serving in this community.
In line with that, who are some persons you particularly respect in this community?
I really respect Bill Laird because he's very wealthy man, I believe, but he is still very fair. He is a straight man. And when I saw him one day, how he picked up the garbage on the streets, that was like a big point for me. So I really respect Bill Laird in this community.
In your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and area?
I think what we see right now is for the Shoe Swap is city is growing super quickly, is like real estate is so growing and booming here. Real estate is almost not affordable for the people which grew up here, born here, and work here. So I think that's a big issue for families here to find affordable place to live.
What is your main personal reason for running for office?
My personal reason? That's a good question. My personal reason, like I said, I was always interested for politics and social study, for history, and I feel I can bring some experience from my lifetime from the Europe here, because I saw so many good things happening in Europe, and with some things the Canada is a little bit delayed or postponed with some kind of things. So I like to bring some ideas from Europe here, what I think that are really good, and approve some things in good community.
Have you ever run for political office before?
No.
So what's it like for you participating in this election campaign?
Why this timing? So I was, like I said before, I was always interested for social study, politics and stuff like that. But I think it's time to maybe step forward and represent the people with different opinion. There is a pushing narrative or bring some more common sense on the community. I represent another kind of people because I feel we miss kind of sometimes common sense with the community.
So tell our listeners, what would you like to accomplish if you're elected?
So I brought with me my platform so I can go point by point. So first thing, I like to focus on transparency, open dialogue, fair play, cooperation, honesty, integrity, common sense and strong community. Like transparency, if I'm elected, I will propose that anonymous vote will be not existing anymore. So all vote in the city council must be published. So because people must know how representative work for them, right? So I don't like that thing like anonymous vote, right? That's councilors that are public servant people and public deserve to know how they work for the public. All invoices in and out, so receivable and payable in the city, I will propose to be right away published on the official city website so public can check anytime how city works with the public money. And also publishing all information in the public interest and relating in the city that public deserve to know about how the city is managed, right? There's a few more ideas what can we do about transparency, but that's the main point on that. After that, it's open dialogue. So equal time for open dialogue with every person or organization in the city. Open dialogue with all level of provincial, federal government and institution based on equal partnership. And also, I will propose every council meeting will include time for discussion with the public on any topic without any special request. Because now, if you like to speak on from the city council, you need fill out the request form. So I like to remove that. And so there is all must be always room for the public to speak, right? Fair play, I will propose to remove all vaccine mandates for the city employees and also to create an environment where all people and companies have equal opportunity to work and live in the city. Cooperation, to facilitate cooperation with every person, company or organization in this city, to create some symbiotic relationship between people in this community and to build a relationship with other municipalities and districts for mutual benefits. Honesty, I propose to adhere to this honest platform point by point and to commit to be honest with my words, work and actions. Integrity, I propose to focus on what's right for the community at all its member at all time, and the corruption for me in any form is impermissible. Common sense, I propose to follow common sense regardless of outside influences, to focus on priorities that are common for us all. Clean air, good water, healthy food, affordable homes, and safe community to live and raise our children. And last point is strong community, every action focused to build a strong local microeconomy from global to local, strong community based on strong families and members of the communities.
And now finally, if you're elected, what do you hope to leave as a legacy when your time in office comes to an end?
It's hard to say on that. What it's it's still we are before election. There's so much things to do about the campaign thing. I just learned so much stuff. I'm still new in the country and new in the any election running for the office. So there's still a lot of to do for me. But I like to offer to the people my honesty, work, hardworking, and do everything for all people in this community to be stronger, better, so we can challenge the future so much easier and prepare our kids for next generation, and we'll see what's gonna happen. That's my goal, you know. The kids are more important than the next generation. We should focus on that.
Thank you, Danner, for coming in and sharing your thoughts about being a candidate in the upcoming election.
Thank you very much for inviting me again. Have a good day.